anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Just from having sex. It's been one whole year since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Which means they've been making abortion illegal all over the place.
So these are dark times.
These are dark times.
Dark times.
Dark times.
Un tiempo muy oscuro.
Because now that Roe v. Wade is overturned, a woman can get pregnant just from having sex.
Oh. I'm now seriously considering going down the dangerous path of abstinence until marriage.
I find myself in this really bizarre state where I'm asking guys about things like their values and trustworthiness before sleeping with them.
Before a girl will have sex with me now, she's asking me all these dumb questions like, do you love me? And what happens if I get pregnant? And do you have a job? Like, I don't know.
Abortion being illegal where I live has definitely raised the bar for which men I'll date and have sex with. And that's a terrible thing.
It used to be that if I got a girl pregnant, I would just force her to get an abortion. And I can't do that anymore. And that's awful.
I can't tell you how many first dates I've had in the last year where no sex happens. All we do is talk about who we are and get to know each other.
Ladies, if you haven't done it already, you need to get an IUD. This will make your uterus a toxic and hostile environment like it's supposed to be.
It's like now sex is such a bigger deal. It's not just about me using someone else's body to get myself off.
It's like the government is making me responsible for a bunch of stuff I shouldn't be responsible for, like my sex life and my children.
Why would I ever want to bring a child into a world like this? A world in which it's illegal to kill children.
I live in constant fear of a baby somehow finding its way into my uterus.
So these are dark times.
Dark times.
Dark times.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade did this to me. The Supreme Court of the United States put this inside of my body.
Okay, so new idea here. I think that a man and a woman, before they have sex, need to draw up some sort of contract that says, I promise to take care of you and you promise to take care of me, and we both promise to take care of any kids that we produce together. I mean, like, I know it's new, I know it's shocking, I know it's out there, but that kind of contract is the only way that I see us moving forward.
That's marriage.
No. No, it's not.
Amy Coney Barrett personally did this to me.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Late Night with the Mechanic, 1 hour from midnight on the West Coast here on Revolution.Radio, freebsips.org, freebsips.net. Find your way over to the website. Hit that donation button, top left corner. Get on the Patreon circuit. Slap down a check. Put it in print. Send it in the mail. Get it over to the powers that be. And all that information you can find on the website. In addition to that, get in the chat room. We can converse. Huh? Yeah. We can converse. You get in the chat room, you can come in and think you could slap me around. You think you could slap me around, huh? Why don't you come into the chat room over at the Matrix? You can find the link over on revolution.radio, freebsips.net, freebsips.org. I welcome the challenge, Chief. So tonight, we wrap up the remaining hour of my 51st birthday. Mm-hmm. And tonight I'm joined by, I'm not sure if Mr. Wayne made it on the program. I don't think he did. Currently, I have Deacon John.
Happy birthday, young man. Many more for you. Happy birthday.
Many more. You know, I talked about it a lot this morning on the show. It was Mona was mm-hmm. the MC this morning. And, you know, it's not bad. 51. It's in the books. It's over. I'm over 50 now. It is what it is.
You're a baby. 51.
I have a lot of same age people working with me, you know, throughout town, co-mingling with me throughout town, okay? And I'll tell you, I feel pretty good about myself in comparison. I'm not talking about, you know, who they are, just overall, not doing too bad. 51,
yeah.
Not doing too bad.
Looking good. Okay. Good-looking young man.
Not too bad.
Still
at
in
all.
Good shape and still kicking butt, and definitely a prime candidate for ladies. The ladies, definitely any lady would be lucky to get with you. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, you come over me, you come near me with that vaccinated snatch. You could turn that ass right back around, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. It's the one thing Mechanic doesn't do. He's got limitations, you see, Mr. Deacon. He's got
pure blood.
Well, it's just pure conviction. You see, it's bigger than what they did. It's how they think that disturbs me the most. Hey, you want to smoke some? Oh, Susie Q, my heart right here, Susie Q. In chat, the first one in the morning to wish me happy birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Susie Q, how you doing? Suzy Q. I haven't had a Suzy Q in a long time. They got that nice cream filling in the middle. Sorry, what happened? Okay. Deacon, I got plenty of places to go this evening. Why don't we read some titles?
Okay.
And we'll see if I feel like reading an article. You're flipping. Gearjammer. Fleeced. I think Fleeced is out of chat, but I know he's listening. I know they're out there listening. And good on you. Everybody else, if I missed anybody here, I didn't think I said anybody else here. Let's get into the chat here. Check it out. Oh, yeah, May Street. How you doing? I'm like, yeah, Zoe's up in here getting a grip. Of course, everybody's getting a grip. KTZ, I don't know. Manifest Destiny on the LKAZ show. So welcome. You know, tonight, it's been interesting. I went out, I had a nice meal at one of the local restaurants. You know, I wasn't thinking about too much today. I was just trying to look for, you know, a place to dine by myself, relax, get a drink, maybe eat a nice, fancy, you know, dish. I couldn't even find a place that would take my money tonight. So it felt pretty good. Mm-hmm. Got treated real well. And so here we are. I could have stayed out. Deacon, I could have stayed out and just made a night of it. But you know what? I came back.
Sense of duty.
I came back here for Revolution Radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I know. As oddly as it might seem, from time to time, I get emails from people who tell me they depend on my show every Sunday night.
Right.
They look forward to my show every Sunday night. They find it to be invigorating at times. Invigorating. I like that word, invigorating. Very nice. Very nice. Yes. Synergistic pairing of ivermectin and benzoyl found highly effective at preventing and treating cancer. I think they've known this for quite some time. I think that they've given everybody that took the right batch of these vaccines. I got to clear up a few things. Okay, let me get to my black screen. So that's one title. I got to clear up a few things. I was wrong about the placebo. I denied there being a placebo. I might have said it a few times that there's no placebo. No such thing as a placebo. Triple, quadruple, confirmed that there are three lots of these vaccines, or three printouts of these vaccines. And the first one that they gave everyone, the first set of batch that everybody took two shots of, those two, the first rounds, depending on where you were likely placebo. That's why you're not having any issues or altercations or this and that, adverse effects, etc. Okay. The second two, well, ticking time bombs. Here's one for you. 600,000 Americans per year are dying from COVID shots, says top insurance analyst. Okay. Yeah. You just follow the money, follow the statistics, and you'll typically find the truth, right, Mr. Deacon?
Well, I mean, if you've got insurance companies, actuaries who are coming out now publicly and saying people are dying because of the shots, that means that their reserves are getting depleted. I mean, the way that insurance companies work is they spread the risk. Everybody pays $100 to have insurance, and they've got millions and millions. Just throwing numbers out. And out of that, you know, you're only maybe 10 or 15% are going to need, you know, they're to have claims. So, you know, you could run your business and make a profit and insure everybody and spread the risk. But if they're saying that, you know, that all these people are dying from these shots, these COVID shots, that means that they're about ready to go belly up on their business model with that, you know?
Washington, D.C., those vaccinated against COVID-19 have a 26% higher mortality rate on average compared to those who declined the jab. The death toll is even more staggering for vaccinated people under 50 years old, where mortality is 49% higher than those unvaccinated. The shocking numbers are based on government data from United Kingdom and were brought to Senator Ron Johnson's attention by Josh Sterling, one of the nation's top insurance analysts and formerly senior research analyst for U.S. non-life insurance at Sanford C. Bernstein and Company. So Jew and Company. Now, here's a little tweet with a video attached. Let's give it a run. Hold on a second. Thought I was sharing my screen here. I think this is worth a listen to. Very convenient how they just duped everyone. Here's the bottom line. Anyone, and I mean anyone, it doesn't matter if they happen to have gotten the placebo. It doesn't lessen the fact that they had lacked discernment. And that goes for anyone who took the jab. The jabroni all have a common denominator. The lack of discernment, period. They bent over. They took a knee. They said, hold my beer. Here's my purse. Here's my man bag. You own me. And that's what they did. You got duped. There are millions like you. Here's another thing about that common denominator, all right? And I've said this before as well, and I'll say it again because it's worth repeating. The same people who wore the mask in their car by themselves with the windows rolled up, who wore a mask on their bicycle by themselves, or even 6 feet distance or 3 feet away from another biker. The same individuals who wore a mask on the trail, on the board, on the surfboard, in the pool, in the kitchen, at school. The same individuals that participated in the absurdity, the absolute madness, the more than obvious play on people's fears. They got duped. But in addition to that, they are the same individuals that believe two planes brought down three towers. They're the same individuals that think a 20-year-old, 115-pound man by the name of Adam Lanza killed 26 children with three round taps to the chest of six-year-olds. I got questions. These are the same individuals who participated in the COVID garbage. Appreciate that, Deacon. Same individuals. Same population inside the United States. People that don't go and do any research past the mainstream narrative. If it goes beyond what they hear for decades prior on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, if it goes beyond that, no comprehend. El no comprehende. Huh? Yeah. They don't get it. They don't understand because it defies their paradigm. Like me. I'm a walking disruption to someone living a lie. I am. Everywhere I go, most things I do represent an individual and a populace, I might add, that is rejecting the status quo with extreme prejudice. What say you, Deacon?
Sorry, I need to get off of mute here. Grab my mouse. I think that pockets of people are waking up. I think...
Yeah, you're going away from your mic. I speak up a little bit.
All right, sorry. Is that better? You got me now?
Yeah.
I think pockets of people are waking up, and I think that we're doing a great service. I just think that... I don't know how they're going to handle it here. You could see that they're taking away people's rights in the European countries, for example, European democracies, because they really don't have the same constitution and culture and history that we have. I don't know how they're going to try to screw us over here, how they're going to do it, but they haven't quite figured it out yet. I think pockets of people are waking up. This whole wokeism thing, like this thing that you showed with the pregnancies, now I thought that was kind of facetious. They were kind of like making the point, well, you're really talking about traditional marriage, and that's really what the human race is founded on, right? Marriage is for the legitimate propagation of the offspring, and it's not just for sex. Sex is sex is sex, but, you know, I mean, people have sex. The bottom line, let's get down and dirty, is to have children to continue the race, the human race. And marriage has been the institution for thousands of years, and their minds have been screwed up. I don't know where they learn this shit, whether it's in college or through media or social media. That's the natural order of things, and that's the gold standard. So I don't know. Hopefully, people are figuring this out at this point. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's high time people pull their head out of the sand, because I'm just going to be, a little bit more willing to walk right on by these people. These individuals, they've made a choice, Deacon. And how much of their choice am I accountable for?
Zero. They have free will. You can inform them.
Free will.
You can be persuasive. But in the end, they have to make their own choice.
Right. So, I think we're not
communists. We're not Hitler or any fascists. We're not going to force people to believe anything. But like a good friend of mine used to say, who was a Catholic principal at an all-boys school, a guy was a Vietnam Marine combat vet, came back, ended up going to college, and became principal of this boys school in Columbus, Ohio, Catholic boys school. And he said, you can only show people the right way. That's all you can do. And if they can't figure out and they can't see right from wrong, we've done our job.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold the phone. These people are becoming rude, disrespectful.
Right.
Ornery, triggering, cringeworthy. They lose their shit. They blow up. They can't comprehend. Steam, turbo boosted out of the side of their head through their ears. They can't dig it. Their paradigm is so wrecked. They've been so misled that all of their beliefs are – they walk out and all of their beliefs look like a block of Swiss cheese.
And they're confused now is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. They're confused, they're victimized, they got high expectations and low skill sets. It's a beautiful thing. It really is magnificent. This is an absolute doctrine in how to hijack. It's basically how to MK-Ultra-fi an entire generation, and that's what's happened. It's essentially the pussification of America, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, that's exactly right, but at least previously, I was allowed to point to this is right and this is wrong. This is what the Bible says. Look, I'm not Bible thumper. I'm not forcing anybody what to believe. You make the choice. I'm telling you, as a Christian, you need to look at this and then make up your own mind. That's how I would do it.
That's right.
And that's how I've done it in the past. And that's what we did at our school. That's what we did. But then again, the audience and the students we were dealing with and the people and the families, they were predisposed towards that. So every once in a while, they would need their attention called back to, hey, you're making a big choice here. Make sure you make the right choice. And they had the background to understand what we're talking about. The problem is, and you're right, these folks don't know. They don't have a traditional value background to have to bounce things off of and compare. That's the problem. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to believe or force anybody to believe anything or be Christian or be Catholic or anything, but there's no solid moral foundation rock for these people to go back to and compare what's going on in society and reality right now. And that's why they seem so confused, because they don't understand that. They don't have that background.
Yeah, the needle and the lens on the moral compass has long since been broken, bro.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. I think that the direction many of these people are headed is a very dark place.
Yes.
It's a very inhibiting place. These people are going to be trapped under their own demise. These are all going to be people that, you know, while they're in the hospital and they're going through all the testing and the constant questioning and the barging of the questions and the fake reassurances. Because what's happening is, and I know this firsthand, I have a close member of the organization. Her mother got duped against the daughter's will to get double vaxxed.
Oh, my God.
Back in February of 21.
No. What happened? What was the result?
She was fine, healthy, 80 years old, healthy, doing 15-mile hikes a couple of times a month.
And now?
And now, walking around, oxygen tank, could barely walk. She's back to driving again.
That's
but
sad.
In and out of the hospital. She'll be on meds the rest of her life. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. In the
How old is she now?
We've been joined by Jer Bear.
Oh, hi, yeah. How old is she now?
80-something.
And how long ago could she do that stuff?
2 years.
2 years back?
Wow.
Honestly, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm listening.
Do you say the daughter kind of forced her into that?
Well, if you were listening, you would have known, because I said February of 21.
I just got here.
Yeah, just
what happened, sucker wolf? All right. You welcome to the broadcast, Late Night with the Mechanic. It's Jared Berry. He's also a host there. He does After Hours, Friday and Saturday evenings.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning and Sunday mornings for you East Coasters. Yeah, increasingly becoming even better and better all the time. He's got guests on there now. Good stuff, good stuff. So, Jared Berry, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, let's continue.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I keep forgetting it's my birthday. It's over in 30 minutes. Everybody can shut the fuck up about it. All right.
I was just in smoking.
Sweetly.
Sweetly. Anyway, okay. Happy birthday, bros.
Mm-hmm. All right, first, yeah, man. All right, let's get back to this right here. All right.
The senator asked us to show just the one chart that tells the entire story. This is that chart. The UK government, until this summer, was reporting a data series that showed the relative mortality rates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated by the number of doses of the vaccine. We've done what we think is really professional work with this, and we think it simplifies down to a conclusion that says that through the last available data set, the people in the UK who took the vaccine have a 26% higher mortality rate. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now have a 49% higher mortality rate. And worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have approximately 145% worse mortality rate. That last data point is on its face confusing, especially because it seems like there's more and more, it just doesn't make a ton of sense, unless you realize that what's going on with this really is that the people who took the dose, the first dose, in the United States, that's about 12% of people, but then stopped taking any other doses. Those people, through their choice to stop, disproportionately the ones who were harmed. And so what we're concluding is that if you happen to be an unlucky person who was in some fashion even moderately injured, with a minor injury, you decided not to continue, the best statistics we have, show that you're going to have, at least through today, maybe it will get better, and obviously we're all here because we're hoping to find treatments and cures and screening and interventions, but if that doesn't happen, we have to assume that this is now the baseline. There's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality. And, that's obviously a really concerning thing. And I'm happy you called the meeting. And I know we all hoping to get to answers. Thank you.
And again, I thought that statistic on single dose was pretty interesting because, let's face it, just about everybody knows somebody who took the first dose and had a severe reaction, they're not going to take the second one. So
as of right now, inside the United States,
mm-hmm.
there's only one vaccine available, and it is the bivalent booster shot that is now considered the only vaccine you needed to be considered fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. Now, if you walked into the hospital, they would tell you, oh, no, you need to have these first two shots and blah, 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 and this and that, right? So, boy, we know we still have some issues. We got a lot of issues still.
So, the other thing with this mechanic is we're not sure. Some of these were placebos. We're not sure who got placebos.
We are actually... I think
or am I misinformed? Go ahead. Maybe I didn't catch up on it. Go ahead.
We can start to nail it down by the amount of adverse effects versus the region versus the lot number versus the batch number, and okay. We can't because over a period of 2 years, the accumulation of adverse effects started to begin, and if it haven't began by that point, then most likely you do have a placebo. It's most likely that
so
you have
people
no
placebo. Who had the initial vaccination and then quit and after 2 years didn't have any kind of ill effects, you're thinking it's probably placebo then?
I'm thinking it's placebo because, it's like the mom of my friend, she's having adverse effects. She's having positive D-dimer tests. She's having, a lot of issues as a result. Her organs are starting to fail.
Is this in the area where you reside, or is this a different part of
right.
that?
This is on this little island where I reside, and it's like once or twice a week now, there's somebody else new dying or sick.
That's weird.
There's a GoFundMe page out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know a whole family. Screw it. Colleen Mosley, her whole family, double boosted, kids included. One of them transitioning, I think, bio girl to male transition. Her husband, fully boosted, diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Does it depend on if it's a Pfizer or what company that they took the dose from?
Well, they're all harmful. In fact, in the U.S., the only ones even authorized, I think, is Moderna and Pfizer. I don't even think you can get AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson in the United States currently. They're banned.
They've
been banned. And the emergency use authorization has been removed.
Uh-huh. You know what those bastards were doing?
All those people got duped, bro. They got duped.
They were giving people who were in jail, okay, in prison, the Johnson & Johnson shot for $100. Do you believe that? Now, you know what that was for. That's called put them to sleep.
Yeah, that's called murder. Put the dog down is what that
elimination.
Is.
Elimination.
Yeah.
So this guy is saying that 12.5% of the American population is going to have adverse consequences now? Is that what he said?
Well, I think it's 33. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Three batches. Right? Three batches, that's 99.
Yeah.
So.
If he's saying 33%, then maybe that's a rough equivalent of the rest of the two-thirds is either they could tolerate it or it's going to be the placebo. Right.
And I also think that the government numbers were wrong on the amount of people that actually got in line to take the vaccine. But that doesn't really matter to the manufacturers and to Big Pharma, because we all know on this broadcast that there are a few agendas at stake, not just the vaccine.
Correct.
That PCR test, the data collection in that PCR test, the transplanting of that PCR test. We don't know what kind of micro, nano particulate, self-assembling garbage they shoved up to the brain bag, the brain barrier bag, right? And it stayed there. And not to mention that what they took out, they put into a data system, which is now owned by the Chinese government.
Right. Well, the other allegation, particularly among people sort of on a down low and in the know who have connections over the past 2 years, is the testing and all that stuff is to gather a worldwide DNA base. They want to put everybody's DNA in a base so they could make a even a more potent weapon. DNA based.
Say the bioweapon. Call it what it is. Yeah. It's the bioweapon.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ethnically based, genome based, specific genome based bioweapon. Where a person sitting right next to you can take the same vial that you had, the same amount, but because your genes are different, you die, he lives.
Here's what I'll say real quickly, and I'll throw it back to you fellas. And this is just Deacon speaking for Deacon. I believe as a Christian that Christ died. And we keep hearing from our faith that are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I believe his DNA and his blood, when he was crucified, stepped into the earth and came down on the earth and protected all of us who want to be part of God's kingdom with our DNA, with Yahweh's DNA strand. And I think if you're protected by the blood of the Lamb, that's part of what this is, protection for us against changing our DNA and make us Satan's children. And that's what they want to do with this shot, because that one doctor, what's her name, that Ben Noon had on, that lady, she got a vial of that shit and she looked at it and they did a research project on it, and it actually has Yahweh's name in our DNA. Our DNA. And what they want, our DNA strains, has been, you know, scientists have done white papers on this previously, that Yahweh's name is encoded into our DNA, and we're from, like Ty Jacker says, Adam's blood, God's blood. And what these people want to do is they want to take that away, and they want to change, they want to snuff out our DNA so we can't interface with Yahweh God anymore. That's just my personal opinion. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, Jeff, anything you want to add?
I'm okay. I'm just following along with you guys.
He's following along.
It would be nice.
So, and this is when I was a young man, I didn't know how to talk like this, but I know how to talk like this now. But when I was a young man and I heard people talk like what the sample I'm going to play for you, my grandmother would tell me that this type of language is meant to deceive you. This is the devil's tongue. What you're about to hear, in my point of view, of course, everything on this broadcast for the next hour and 20 minutes is my point of view. Not that I need to remind you. Just want to be clear about a few things, that this, no matter how polite this man may come off to you, no matter how much his etiquette stands out, and the word sounds right, and the plan sounds right, and everything just sounds, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Oh, I like that idea. Bullshit. Okay? This is the devil's tongue. This is a professional deceiver, liar, backstabber. I might have beat up a few of these types in high school and college just for a good time's sake. Play a little bit of this scumbag right here. This is the member of the World Economic Forum. Here we go.
We are, broadly speaking, agreed that we need to get on track towards a net zero, climate safe and nature positive future, but we know this will not be easy. And we're going to need to change behaviors of both individuals, but also the way that our industries and corporations and also our governments work and practice. We're going to need to do this through a mixture of carrots and hopefully perhaps not so many sticks and some kind of mix. And there's a very active and live debate as to how we go about this. But we're likely to see an increasing move towards a more stick-like interventions into the future as things worsen if we're not able to act. We are, broadly speaking, agreed that we need to get on track towards
Okay, I'm going to play this again, and we're going to break it down. It's very important that we analyze what this devil tongue is, because the devil, Satan, is speaking through this individual right here. And I'm going to point it out. I'm going to show you exactly where Satan is speaking right here. Okay, it's not a sermon, but it's time that we started acknowledging things for what they are. This is truly a battle between good and evil. And Satan has manifested himself in the words and actions and mentalities of these brainwashed millennial that come out of college and get right on board with the World Economic Forum, and they're taking a paycheck. They're taking a fresh piece of pussy in bed every night of the week to justify their existence. And, oh, this is good for me. I got money in the bank. Women like me. People adore me. Everybody around me is listening to what I'm saying. But in the real world, not in fantasy land, in the real world, this is the devil's tongue. What you got, Deacon Jerbear?
Yeah, let's listen to what they have to say here. But I don't know if you want to play that clip again. But I think that's just my personal take on it. I mean, they're trying so hard to replace our DNA and jam our DNA up. And the 6-foot rule, the other thing from what I understand from people who are religious and theologians and such is when you combine, when you worship and praise God, regardless of what your denomination is or belief system is, when you come together and like you hold hands or whatever, you pray, that amplifies the line, so to speak, that you're reaching out, the call that you're making to God. And when you get past 6 feet with that, it's not as effective. So there's a lot of other things in here.
The energy,
right.
You're walking in rubber shoes. The energy that you get from being grounded, they've taken that away from us.
The 6-foot rule, they want you to stay 6 feet away from each other. So these are my personal feelings and such as a Christian, and no one has to
agree. Oh, no, there's something to it. There's something below the surface, and I agree.
But that's kind of the way I look at it. Go ahead.
Jerbear just hanging back on the couch with a wrench, not saying much. All right. Let's see. Let's do this. I think there's like 4 segments in here that I want to talk about.
We are, broadly speaking, agreed that we need to get on track towards a net zero climate safe.
Okay. Who's we? When he says, let's bring this back. We. Listen to this.
We are, broadly speaking, agreed that we need to get on track towards.
We are, broadly speaking, that we agree. Who's we? Because it's not you and I, Deacon. When he's talking, when he's saying we, he's talking about the other fellas that he's giving reach arounds to. He's talking about the other fellas in the big, big club that we ain't a part of. That's right. This guy likes to play with other men's testicles. Pretty sure of it. All right, let's go.
Towards a net zero, climate safe, and nature positive future, but we know this will not be easy.
Okay. Again, a lie. No such thing as climate change. Number two, there's climate change, I guess, in it, to the point, not to the extent that they're talking about climate warming, planetary warming. All of these things have been debunked by highly qualified individuals, okay? Shortly before they died, actually, Gary Coleman being one of them, the former owner, producer, founder of the Weather Channel and KUSI in San Diego, California, where I happen to have the gift of having met this guy in person, okay? This dude right here, the devil's tongue, we, you and I, are the carbon that they want to extinctify. That's right. You want to know where all the carbon they want to get rid of is going to go. All the carbon they're going to shove into the box and say, all right, get rid of this carbon. They have a name for that particular carbon that they want to get rid of. And here's what it's called. Brace yourselves. You ready? The name that they have for the carbon that they want to get rid of, okay? Here we go. The Goyim. That's the name of the carbon they want to get rid of. The Goyim. Figure it out. All right, let's continue.
And we're going to need to change behaviors.
Okay. So when he's saying we're going to need to change behaviors, do you think he's talking about himself? You think he's talking about other members of the World Economic Forum? The Ghostwriter, I got news for you. The behaviors they want to force are for us. They want us to behave in a certain fashion. They want to force behaviors on us. And this next little part, particularly evil, the stick and the carrot. Everybody in this damn room at the World Economic Forum is on this guy's side, and they're in agreeance. They also see us as the Goyim they want to get rid of. We're just in their way. We take away from their ability to go out to a resort and it not be crowded. They want a whole lift to themselves. They want a whole beach to themselves. They want a whole island to themselves where they can traffic, rape, pillage, drug, enact any kind of life they want to. They want the earth for themselves. So they've created thousands of years worth of lies and sold it as real history, as factual history, as the beginning stages of man, and this is where you came from, and this is what you need to be doing, and 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, find a wife, have some kids, go to school, get indoctrinated, blah, 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 blah. Work your bones off, and maybe you can live free without working for 10 years at the end of your life. Well, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the construct that they have created for us. It's a miserable existence. We could be so much more conscious about the life we live and inherited than they allow us to have. They have destroyed that. And here's the devil's tongue to remind us on how they're going to force the behavior.
Both individuals, but also the way that our industries and corporations and also our governments work and practice.
Okay, so individuals who don't see the way our corporations and our governments, motherfucker, your governments? Whose governments? They're not your governments, bro. You are a non-government organization. You are just some clown in a suit with a lot of money taking himself a little bit too serious. You're a clown, a goof, an imposter, you're a fraud. probably a murderer, genocidal at that. You're probably married to a man half your size. That's because you're a pinhead. All right, let's continue.
We're going to need to do this through a mixture of carrots and hopefully perhaps not so many sticks and some kind of mix. And there's a very active and live...
Some kind of mix, huh? And how much you want to bet? It ain't going to be this clown that's going to go out there and do the enforcement and the behavioral change. That's not going to happen. This is the type of cuck that if he's ever hit in the head with a grape in a food fight, will have a meltdown. That's the type of dude this is. But his money and his company around him, the people around him, have given him this ego where he can talk like this so definitely, so indefinitely convinced that he's in the right and that this movement is needed and that the goyim need to be exterminated and that these behaviors need to be forced on the people who deny it, on the people who don't follow and don't comply. Let's listen. Here we go. More devil's talk. More devil speak.
Debate as to how we go about this. But
why don't you come to my door personally and impose your views on me? I challenge you to do that. Hey, bozo, why don't you come over to my house, knock on my front door, you alone, and force your values and your particulars on me? I'm part of the goyim, huh? And I got a couple of million of others that I'd like to have a word with you too. Pinhead. All right.
We're likely to see an increasing move towards more stick-like interventions into the future as things work.
Stick-like interventions. And now, Deacon, what do you think it means by that one?
Who knows?
Stick-like interventions? F you, bro. F you, bro.
Sounds like pins, like somebody with voodoo, like pinning you.
Hey, the guy is just a clown, okay? The guy is just a clown, and he's just one of these World Economic Forum, advisors, recruiters, you know, these types. And they got a job to do, and that's to relieve the guilt from these other would-be World Economic Forum recruiters in this room right here. They're all about the same age. You can look at the background here. Same generation, all probably within 5 years of each other. And they've been given a lot of money their whole lives. They've been introduced to this lifestyle. They've been put in this environment. And in exchange for their participation in the narrative, they get this lifestyle given to them. And you don't think there's a trade-off? You don't think this little Asian girl in the glasses in the back isn't on her knees with some member of the hierarchy? Give me a break. We know what goes on behind the scenes of these homosexual criminal elite, pedophilic homosexual criminal elite. We know. Because everything that's written in the scripture, they are against. So if sodomy is spoken as, you know, it's spoken down and forbidden, they are all about it. Gender ideologies, they are all about it. It specifically says in the scripture, and several versions of the scripture, and it's not just this Bible that we read as Americans. If you want to take a look around the world at the history of religion in general, where the scripture comes from in their Bibles and their transcripts and their scrolls, in every single religion I've ever read about, it condemns homosexuality. without question. It condemns homosexuality. And it is my view, because of this fact, that the Bible specifically condemns homosexuality, that they are now throwing it in our faces. They are now shoving it down our throats. They are now force-feeding us their pronouns because they know gender ideologies are strictly prohibited under the eyes of the Creator. They know this. They know this. I feel like sometimes I come on here and I do sermons, right? I preach a little bit, but...
That whole thing is just weird. That whole... The actual... What they've chosen to try to pull this off, that gender... trans, whatever else you want to call it, because the race thing didn't work, did it? It didn't get people thrown down.
Total fail. They expected us to be at each other's throats right now, and it didn't happen.
No, because black and white people want to live in peace. That's how we are. But this is a different thing here, and I'm trying to wrap my head around how they're obviously going to try to use this to get our guns, the Second Amendment. I haven't quite figured out how they're going to do that, but that's...
Yeah, because they can't really, and to be logic, and I'm just being logical, and this is not the loud, boisterous machismo opinion of an American. This is critical thinking. This is a logical approach to what I believe is the line in the sand. As long as the United States... is armed. As long as we remain armed, I don't think the New World Order has a chance. I don't think they have a chance in hell. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me at one point if our guy Putin were to say publicly, if the United States starts firing on its own people to cause a civil war, we will arm the rebellion. He would bring more guns into the United States, one way or another. Russia is the type of president and country to do such a thing. There's been talk about it before. Countries have flown over countries in wartime and dropped off guns and ammunition and food just for shits and giggles, just to light a fire on the other side, because they didn't like the opposition. So don't think that can happen. And by the way, the latest guy from Hollywood to tell, to literally, no more movies, no more TV, nothing for this guy. He is on the canceled list for those of us on this side of history. Jonah Hill. Lick these balls. You are a big piece of shit. You Hollywood scumbag taking the side of a woke narrative, a woke agenda. I mean, the most ridiculous takes. You're a piece of shit. Your movies suck. You suck. Go yourself. All right. Sorry. Way out of line? I don't care. It's midnight in California.
Where?
I'm in Commieville. What happened?
I said, we're still here. We're here.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Tough crowd over here. All right. Let's go back in the chat here. Oh, Batman. Well, welcome, Batman. Welcome. No, I didn't have any carrot cake today, but I did have birthday cake. I didn't have any birthday cake either, but I had some cake on my birthday. Is that good enough? I did. I had some cake.
Batman's a good old boy from the early days. He's stuck around. A lot of those guys in there now. God bless them all for listening and rubbernecking with us. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. My favorite lady in there, Susie Q. Oh, man. She's so sweet. If things were different. But throwing some carrots, huh? I got a stick for you, Batman. Okay. Okay, let's get on to some other stories here. Let me stop with the screen here and see if we can move on. I got another one here. We're going to go away from the World Economic Forum. Oh, yeah, I covered this a little bit on the High Council, I think, last Saturday, and I want to get more into this so I can read this article. 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker. Okay, let me spell this bullshit. Kim Standard, Brady Standard combined. Kim Brady. Got it? Carricker. Carry, minus the K-E-R. Carry. K, it's a C-A-R-R-I-E. Or I, just I, right? Carry. Plus Kerr, K-E-R. Carricker. Kim Brady Carricker, 40, was arrested late Monday evening for fatally shooting 5 people and injuring 2 children in the King's Essing neighborhood of Philadelphia. Carricker, here's the catch, ladies and gentlemen, described as a 40-year-old male, was wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying an AR-style rifle, a handgun, and a police scanner. Okay, let's outlaw police scanners real quick. Okay, here we go. It appears Carricker is a transgender or a cross-dresser based on a photo posted on his Facebook. And you guys, let me show you the photo here so you can get a whiff of this individual, and then we'll put this story in chat. Booyah. Yeah, that's a trans person. Would you agree? He's got a stuffed bra.
What a ugly mother effer.
One ugly, ugly MF-er, for sure. So there's this, Gateway Pundit. Love these guys, Gateway Pundit. Let's get back into the story here. Oh, we're going to cover that one in a minute. We're not going there quite yet. Holy, that's a whole nother one. Yeah, so this thing is just gross. It's obviously a trans person, right? Pumped up on estrogen. You can see there's more than just tissue behind the bra here. That's a male breast tissue pumped up on estrogen. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're a real pretty fella. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia Inquirer reported sources identified the suspect in Monday's mass shooting in southwest Philadelphia as Kim Brady Carricker. Carricker, 40, of Philadelphia, was arrested after being caught accused of killing 5 people and injuring 2 children in a shooting spree in the area of the city. Shortly before 8:30 p.m., police responded to gunfire in the area of South 56th Street and Chester Avenue, said Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw. What the hell is with these names? About 10 minutes later, yeah, the police chief's name is Daniel Outlaw. I mean, really, with the names already. Come on, how stupid do you think we are? About 10 minutes later, with police following the suspect as he continued to fire a gun, he was cornered several blocks away in an alleyway in the 1600 block of South Fraser Street, she said. So let's go down a little further. Suspect was taken into custody without incident, police said. Tina Rosette, 49, said she lived with Carricker for about a year on the 5600 block of Belmar Terrace in 2021. She said that she was really smart, intelligent, and creative. Okay. And loved working on computer programs. All right. She was shocked to hear he could have been involved in such a brutal act of gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence. Again, another lie. No such thing as gun violence. She was shocked to hear he could have been involved in such a brutal act of gun violence, saying she'd never seen him with a gun before. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I didn't even know he had a gun, she said. Still, she said Carricker did have an aggressive approach to some things in life. One example, she said she's using the he pronoun, which is very odd for the story. She said he sometimes taught young people how to fight, purportedly in self-defense, but didn't give them much direction about how or when to stop. Interesting. interesting. I think there might be a little clip here. No, these are a bunch of tweets. So these are her statements and some tweets that she said. No, this is about work. I'm not going to read that today. Oh, yeah. Suspect and messy. My point of this story, this is a transgender that went after straight people, married couples, families, children. This is a individual, a biological male, who naturally has, between the ages of 18 and 24 years old, the average amount of testosterone in the body is 800. That's how they rate it on a scale. It goes up to like 30,000. But 800 is the level of testosterone in the average 24-year-old's set of balls, okay? And if you take a 22, 23, 25-year-old person who's pumped full of testosterone organically and start to shoot them up with estrogen, a little bit of Botox, and a lot of fake news, you produce the perfect killer. And that's what's happening there. We are starting to see a pattern now of transgender men and women because they feel like they're going to be canceled. That's right. Because they feel like they're going to be canceled, they're starting to lash out at the binary, at the male and female population, at the cis population, if you will. So I have these things to say. I'm a proud white cis male. Your feelings mean nothing to me. And I have no problem bringing the fight to your front fucking door. Okay? So don't threaten me or anybody else of my ilk. Because I know that's what's going down around this country right now. There's a lot of people taking a lot of hate. And the hate's not coming from the cis male or female. The hate is coming from people living a lie. And we're trying to give them gifts. Jer-Bear and Deacon John. Would you say that the greatest gift you can give someone living the lie is the truth?
Of course.
Is that an accurate statement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Accurate statement, right? But in their world, the truth is harmful. The truth is hate speech. Mm-hmm. You know, and in my world, and I've seen it up close and personal, they do get triggered. They get triggered immensely. They have somehow been convinced of a complete fabrication. What's the fabrication? Well, we know what it is. It's that there's this notion that you can change your gender and all of your gender dysphoria pre-puberty that you're having, that you don't know what gender you are. First of all, if your teacher's having a conversation with you about your gender, that teacher should be fired. No right to ask you or even have the conversation about your sexual preferences, your gender ideologies, etc. You're in a health class and someone says, I got an Indy, I got an Audi. Oh, congratulations, you're a boy, you're a girl. It's real simple. Right? You know, recently I have found myself driving down the road in the middle of town at 2.0 square miles, anyways, however big it is, and it doesn't take me long to get around town. There's a bunch of tourists in town walking around, frolicking, and just having a good time with each other, and that's fabulous. But I can't help myself. I'll see like 2015 crowd, all ages, all genders, all two genders, and I'll yell out the window. No. It's not a cat call. It's not a F you or a finger. No. It's a reminder because we've forgotten. It's a reminder to people who are afraid to talk about it, but they're damn well thinking about it. And the more often they hear it from me and people like me, my ilk, the better off we will be as a society. Think about the repetition that could take place. And this is how we're going to beat. This is how we're going to beat the media if they shut us off. Social media gets shut off. This is how we're going to do it. It's going to be this big word of mouth that gets around. It's going to take a while, but eventually that's how it's going to work. So I have no problem. And again, I don't advise that people take my position. I'm well equipped for it. Well equipped. Years in the making. Built for the situ. I will force, feed, and hand deliver a pronoun right back to the imbecile living the lie. I don't care. I've had enough. The gloves are off. These people are morons, and they're on the wrong side of history, and they're really getting involved in an agenda now that has gone too far. How far is too far? Well, let me read you another article. You got questions? How far is too far? Well, here it is. Trans activists who served 30 years in prison for attempted murder tells London crowd, if you see a TERF, punch him in the face. So now you understand my tone and why it's changed. If they can speak like this, because a TERF basically is me. A TERF in England is the equivalent to a cis male in the United States, basically. Cis male, cis female. This transgender convict right here is telling individuals and its ideology that if you find somebody that disagrees with your ideology, punch him in the face. Well, I say, come at me. What do you got, Diggin?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point. Getting a little echo. At a certain point in time, you have to stand up for yourself and your beliefs. I mean, we're all, tolerant and respect other people's privacy, but that's not what this is about with these people at all. So they weaponized it. They made it a war. We didn't make it a war, and we have every right to defend ourselves and stick up for what we believe in.
That's right. Now, if these people, and I will say these people all day long, I don't give a damn. These people made these choices, and they are the ones who are triggered. They are the ones who are becoming hostile. They are the ones who lash out and claim abuse and claim hate speech and claim discrimination and claim, white privilege, etc., etc. They're oppressed, etc., etc.
Well, that's all bullshit. It's meaningless. It's nothing. It means nothing.
It's all garbage. It's fiction. It's fiction. These people, the reason and how it became that they would live such a lie, well, folks, brace yourselves for this one. Your woke child is the product of your tax dollars. How so? Your tax dollars pay for public education. Your woke child is a product of a corrupt, morally bankrupt, Satan-worshipping government that uses your tax dollars to morally bankrupt your children and to turn them into no conscious having, no moral having, gender swapping little clowns. Congratulations. Congratulations. You had to have the Beamer, so you had to go out and get the big fancy $200,000 a year job so you could afford your Beamer, but you still sent your kids to some garbage can public school? See, your priorities are wrong. Go ahead, Deegan.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how these where these people are getting empowered from, but obviously this is a centralized planning and resource-fed deal, right? I mean, they're too well organized and have access to too many resources and social media, and they've got a platform. So, yeah, not good.
It is a set of circumstances that I've known would transpire. I didn't know what it was going to look like. The way it came down the pipe to me from Grandma Julie was here, listen up, young man. One day, somebody will say things that make you question all of your beliefs. All of them. And they will try hard to replace your beliefs. They will try hard to deceive you. And you will hear the devil's tongue. I learned about the devil's tongue from my grandmother. She told me that it would give you sincere lies. Sincere lies. Because that's the video I played for you guys, right? Those were sincere lies. He meant those lies. He meant those lies. Because when you have their status, you can create the mental realities of those living in desperate times, in angry times, in uncertain times. People become desperate. They need hope. They need something to cling on to. Oh, the people must prepare for a more angry world. So there's that. Little ditty. All right, so the timing is perfect. All right, so we got transgenders threatening people with a punch to the face. I won't be sending you back to prison. So you don't got to worry about that. You want to come at me, you won't have to worry about going back to prison. All right? Okay. Fair enough. We'll take care of that another way. Alarming 7-fold increase in Stephen Johnson syndrome linked to COVID-19. Oh, isn't that just shocking? Isn't that just shocking? Another syndrome linked to the vaccine shot. It's great. All right, here we go. We'll put this in the Matrix. Ridiculous that I gotta keep finding these stories. It's absolutely insane, this one here. What did I do with it? Right here? Yeah. I'm just gonna read a couple of things on here. I think it was a little bit lower. Researchers said that the rarity of the condition and presence of medications known to trigger the disease make the leak difficult to prove. But the rapid rise in cases since the beginning of the pandemic and vaccine rollout is alarming. So they're on their way. Evidence is mounting. It's building. They're waiting for the evidence to come out. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a nightmare publishing campaign across this country. Once there's enough factual data within the mainstream news coming out on the radio and podcasts and Joe Rogan. By the way, Donald Trump at a UFC fight last night calls over Joe Rogan just so he can shake his hand and thank him for his conversations on the podcast.
Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful thing. You got to see it. When Donald Trump walks into a UFC fight, he's got his own theme music. They play Kid Rock for Donald Trump when he walks into the Coliseum or the arena. And everybody is on their feet. Everybody loves Trump and the UFC. It's crazy. These fighters, they're jumping over the octagon to shake the dude's hand. We got to put this guy back in office. I mean, am I holding, because there's no one else, number one, am I holding the vaccines as some type of like wall between me and being a full supporter of Donald Trump? Nah, there's a lot of shit I don't like about Trump. Number one in the books is that he supports red flag laws. This is a joke. Okay, I agree. I take the guns first. You know, and then we can go to court. You, dude. And when are people going to get it? The cops? Police officers? Sheriffs? Sheriff's deputies? Listen, the Supreme Court has ruled they have no, zero, iota duty to your personal safety. None. None. They don't have to. So if you go out there and you put yourself in harm's way and you're in a situation where a couple of cops see you in that situation of harm's way and they realize that if they were to get involved, they too would be in harm's way, what is the likelihood, knowing that the courts have already ruled they have no obligation to individual citizen safety, what's the likelihood of them coming to your rescue?
Huh. Ain't happening.
But it makes no sense. Why would they do it? It makes no sense. They have the ruling of the courts. They have their policy book under the chief of police and the town manager. They have, the sheriff has her oath of office, but at the same time, you know, you got to ask, what's more important to the sheriff, the oath of office, the oath of office to the Constitution, or the Supreme Court of the United States ruling where they said police and sheriffs and first responders have no duty to individual safety. All right. So that's just the point on that. Rumors about, here's another one. Here's another little article right here. Rumors about Hunter Biden grow amid bizarre behavior following cocaine discovery at the White House. So I ain't even going to get into this. We know whose cocaine it was. We know. We know who the cocaine belonged to. All right. We know. So, yeah, this is great. This is a great story right here. Okay. So we know that Kamala Harris probably does a little cocaine as well. And there's a history of accusations of her doing cocaine and methamphetamines while a lawyer and a prosecutor in San Francisco. The funny thing here is that the left, MSNBC, CNN, are now trying to blame Kamala for the coke and not Hunter Biden.
Is that right?
That's right. So here's my theory on that. I believe that they're going to replace Kamala in the campaign with the likes of probably, like some leftist tard, like Jake Tapper. I don't know. Who would Biden, they get rid of Kamala. Who do they go out? What leftist did they go after? You know, he's going to want to get a one. Pocahontas, you know. He goes after Pocahontas, maybe, or AOC. AOC's not old enough. African-American. African-American. It can't be AOC. She's not old enough yet. But here's the title. Pardon me, guys. It's been a long day, a long couple of days. Here's the title. It's ridiculous. This is absurd. This is just in the pie of transgenderism. This is just one more absurd ingredient inside the pie of the LGBTQ transgender movement in the United States. Quote, refusing to fund your partner's gender transition is domestic abuse.
See, there you go. See? There you go.
Says Crown Prosecution Service. Get the out of here. Prosecution Service. Some civilian prosecution service. They're just a consultation firm. That's all they are. So I'll read a few. Spouses who refuse to fund their partner's gender change surgery may be committing domestic abuse, the Crown Prosecution Service says in new guidance. The Telegraph has more. Here we go. The CPS has listed 9 types of behavior which could amount to abuse of trans or non-binary people by their partners or members of their family. You transition during the middle of a relationship, I'm gone. Like, I married a woman, and you're telling me you now want to be a dude, and I'm expected to just go right back into bed with you? Go yourself. Other behaviors could be criticizing the victims. Sorry, I don't want to skip this. These include withholding money for transition, like you're imprisoning somebody by holding money back, which would include other spouse refusing to pay for gender. Sir, it's my money. I don't want to pay for your transition. Why would I have to pay for your transition? I don't want to pay for your transition. What are you going to do with your transition? Do you expect me to touch you after the transition? Is that what you expect? Yeah, okay. So we've been married 25 years, and you come home one day and you tell me you're a week out of going into surgery, and you're no longer going to have a vagina. Instead, you're going to have a rolled up piece of skin that looks like a Pillsbury Doughboy biscuit with a piece of sausage wrapped up into it and a vein protruding out of it so you can piss. And I'm to stick around. Not only am I to stick around and support you, I'm to pay for it, or it's abuse? Okay. Other behaviors could be criticizing the victim for not being a real man or a real woman if they have not undergone reassignment surgery, or threatening or sharing pre-transition images, or refusing to use his or her preferred name or pronouns could be considered abuse. The guidance has, however, been criticized by the Women's Rights Network, which campaigns for the sex-based rights of women. Women, they're trying to erase you like a bad habit. I'm telling you, women, you better come out. Where are all the pussy hats? Come on. The group has written to Max Hill, the head of the CPS, citing the guidance has detrimental to women's trust and confidence in the service. Heather Bining, founder of WRN, oh, I bet she's lovely, said, quote, how on earth can reluctance to pay for elective, unnecessary surgery from family finances to be cited as an example of domestic abuse by anyone, let alone CPS? The same document states that correctly referring to a family member's sex is also abuse. Let me read that again. The same document, this CPS document, private individual, private corporation, private organization, non-government organization, butting into your problem because they think your children belong to the collective. That's exactly what the f*** is going on right here. Listen to it real carefully. This same document states that correctly referring to a family member's sex is also abuse. This completely ignores the difficulties and emotions many people experience when a family member identifies something they clearly are not. Well, they clearly are not. So clearly are not is built on because they said so. You're clearly or not. Clearly they're a woman. Why? Well, they said so, but they have a penis. It doesn't matter. Because they said they're a woman, they're a woman. That's what they want you to think. That's the lie they're living. That's the delusion that they're trying to force feed the general public. Listen to this. The guidance also claims that the gender identity is what you know your gender to be and can only be decided by the individual or themselves. I got to read this again. The guidance claims, so this is what the guidance is currently claiming, according to this non-governmental agency, non-scientific agency called CPS, that gender identity is what you know your gender to be. It's what you know it to be. So never mind the penis between your legs, never mind the vagina between your legs, never mind that shit, okay? Never mind that. Never mind the fact that you can get pregnant. Disregard the fact that you can get pregnant. Okay? Gender identity is what you know your gender to be and can only be decided by the individual or themselves. This is the dictionary definition of insanity. I don't know why this is being tolerated to the extent that it is. But that statement in and of itself is a 5150 claim. Somebody should be arrested over this proclamation. Here's another one. This is a wholly subjective concept of gender. Of course, floating free from all connection to reality. It's a beautiful statement. Beautiful statement. It adds, gender identity is not the same as sexuality. Trans and non-binary people identify as heterosexual, gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, asexual, and aromatic, amongst other identities. Go F yourself for the other identities. Aromatic? Good grief. What are they? A duck? So that's a great article. We're over here at the Daily Skeptic. We'll drop this article in chat. Deacon, what do you think?
What article? What publication?
I'll give you the article. I'm going to put it in Matrix. I'll put it in
That's
chat.
Just weird shit, man.
Anybody
would even think stuff like that and try, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that this conversation is being had, like you're discussing gender ideology is settled science. There are only two genders, XY, XX chromosomes. Okay? One of the genders has what they call a fallopian tube that leads to a uterus, right? So you have all these canals and stuff, and then there's like this little place they call the womb, right? And inside that womb are these eggs that women carry and reproduce throughout their lives. Not a lot of them, but they get a certain amount of eggs, a certain amount of opportunity. You know what you're not going to find in a man's bum? An egg. Unless he puts it there themselves. Richard Gere. What happened? Listen, you're not going to find this at all. It doesn't exist. A man doesn't have ovaries. A man doesn't have a fallopian tube. A man doesn't have a uterus. He can't produce eggs. Doesn't have a vaginal canal. No. You want to know why homosexuals get really sick really quick or infected really easy, or, you know, they go through periods of herpes and this and that? Well, anal sex is very, very dirty. It's one of the most vile things scientifically that you can ever do with another human being. The anal cavity, the walls inside of your anus, are proportionately thinner than that of the vaginal walls. And what tends to happen is they rip and they develop these secretions, you know, when they rip, and you'll get a bunch of these little cuts and tears, and it develops infections, and you're open to all kinds of disease. Really graphic, I know. But the reason I mention it is because if this is a constant thing and this happens all the time and something you have to watch out for as a homosexual, then one should think, if you have the cognitive ability, that maybe this isn't right. Like, maybe I shouldn't be putting myself in the butt of another man. Maybe this is like something that's not meant to be. You know, I can't get him pregnant. He's not going to have a baby. You know, like, all of the signs are there that it's not natural. It's not organic. Homosexuality is not something you are born into. It's something that you are convinced you are. It is a construct delivered to you, by an abuser. Anybody who tells you trans youth are real and they deserve medical attention is an abuser. Anyone who tells you there's more than two genders is an abuser. Okay? That's where we are. It's real simple, real clear, easy to digest. These are abusers. These are groomers.
Yeah, back in the day, they would say that if you were homosexual, that it was in your bloodline and not in your hot line or bringing up. And now this is saying it's not a bloodline either, or comes from generation. It's all created for the fact to change society, basically, right?
Right.
Right?
Well, in my view, all roads lead to depopulation.
Good point.
Okay, so the LGBTQ, well, let's say we dropped 100 men and 200 trans women on an island for 3 months. Or no, let's say 3 years. Let's go 3 years. You'd have 300 bodies. There'd be no procreation. There'd be rampant disease and eventually death. Because trans women, and this is a doozy, here we go. Trans women are men. That's right, boys and girls.
Right.
Trans women are men. And here's another one for you. Trans men are women. That's right. That's right. I know. It's incredible radio. It's breaking news. I know. It's breaking news. Unbelievable that I got to explain this. I'm a little rude about it in my personal life. I am.
They're not.
and my response to them is only a reaction to their behavior towards me and other cis people. See, a cis, the term cis, C-I-S, Charlie India Sierra, is used to describe males and females of the biological sort who agree with their gender assignment at birth. Okay? So that's what a cis male or female is to these faggots. Okay?
That's what they
are. And a couple of years ago, I would have never said the word faggot, let alone say it on the air, but these faggots want to rock around and demoralize and groom and criticize and rob and hijack the natural flow of humanity. And I, for one, don't have the tolerance for it, don't have the patience for it. I'm keen to it. My eyes and ears are open to it, and my nose smells the bullshit. So I won't be a victim to it. I won't be a victim to it. If you're married to somebody and they want to transition to the other gender, you have lost that person. The person you married is gone.
Right.
Now, I've read a couple of articles on Twitter, and the comments are ridiculous, where I married Michael, or I don't want to use Michael because it's too relevant. I married Bobby, but I fell in love with Roberta. Okay? You follow me? I married Bobby, came into the marriage, had a couple of kids with Bobby. Now they're 50. Kids are out of the house. Bobby says, okay, I'm done being a man. I want to be a girl with my wife for the rest of our marriage. So then Bobby transitions to Roberta. And then there'll be a tweet like from Linda that said, I'm so proud of my transitioned husband. I'm now married to a woman and I've never been happier. Her husband transitioned to wearing female clothing. So now the biological woman in the relationship is walking around her community telling everybody how proud she is to be married to a woman.
To a faggot.
So is that a lesbian though? So yeah, because if he's a woman that used to be a man and she's married to a woman now, by definition, that makes her a lesbian. Tell me I'm wrong here, but that's the case, right?
Yeah.
That's the. So why isn't this individual saying, it goes both ways. You're a dude, you married a chick. That chick says to you one day after 10 years, they have the kids, everybody's growing up, whatever, 15 years. That chick says to you one day, honey, my new name is Bob, and you will no longer call me Linda, and you will learn to love, enjoy, and caress my new member, no matter if it looks like a Pillsbury Doughboy wrapped in sausage.
Now, you know, this couldn't just happen overnight. This had to be transforming.
Oh, yeah, it's conditioned. It's conditioned, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he didn't just walk to a church or somebody and get skipped around and then, or her or whatever. Bam, I'm going to be a transvestite man now, or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You're Bob. You married Cindy and you're 15 years into the marriage and Cindy, you come home from church. Obviously, Cindy's going to change her gender. Cindy's not going to church. So Cindy is at home, and now Cindy is trying new names. Cindy has bought a bunch of male clothing over a period of like.
Wait. And probably had to get some hormones, some shots with her doctor to transform. They just.
Yeah, Cindy's on hormone blockers. Cindy's on the opposite gender hormone. Cindy is in line for bottom surgery. One day, Bobby is going to come home to Larry, and Larry's going to have a set of tits and a rolled up bunch of skin for Bobby to play with now in their marriage. Or if he doesn't, if he doesn't support it, then he's an abuser. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
What I want to know is, with this rendition of these people doing that, is the medical society pumped up and jumping like if you're a regular cold doctor or a regular primary doctor that influences them to learn this gender surgery to enhance the shit? It's probably enhanced and promoted to do this shit. The doctors, you think so? It's like a new era.
It would not surprise me. Like say, the hospital ward opens up a gender transition floor, and the floor is dedicated to, helping quote unquote trans kids. Total bullshit, total fiction, doesn't exist, but it's devoted to helping trans kids. I'm sure there's a government fucking grant that would give it to you, you know, some money for that.
Yeah.
Pathetic, disgusting betrayal. It really is. It's treason. This current administration has sold out the American people to a bunch of criminal homosexual elite. And, you know, they're not even elite. They're just wealthy people that have a lot of money and a bunch of strange ideas, spirit cooking, cutting open cakes in the shape of babies, pulling out livers and eating them in front of crowds and saying this is a blessing and this ritual is meant for humans. It's getting in touch with your spiritual side. Maria Amorbovich, you're a lying, demonizing, two-faced, blood-sucking bitch, as far as I know. So, you know, this is insane right now what people are tolerating and what people think is acceptable and shouldn't be anything to worry about, you know. So, I mean,
it's just out of control.
Yeah, look, I'm just a broadcaster here. I'm a legitimate broadcaster now. I'm no longer a rook. And, you know, whatever credibility I've gained over the last 3 years, I'll take it. I appreciate everybody listening to my broadcast and taking the time to tune in and give me a chance to get all my my opinions out and my theories out. And it's great having you. As long as well.
Hey, you got popular with me when in Mammoth when you were out there on the streets, and then And also when you brought in to record it, that's what woke me up about you and your idealism. I love it. Thank you, brother.
Oh, well, look, I aim to please. I'm just done. One of our senior sergeants has resigned. He's quit, and he's leaving town in about 2 weeks. Mm. He has bought a house in Tennessee and already moved his family, and he's out of Dodge.
There you go. There you go.
And I can't blame him.
Man. Yeah.
I can't blame him. And say love you to you know him. Have a good one. We'll see you around, dude. We'll see you under the big top. In a Garden of Eden, baby. Under the big top. Tennessee bound. Sweet deal. Appreciate the love, Susie. Flowers to everybody in chat. We got about 7 minutes left on the broadcast here. Anything you guys want to dish up? What do you got? What's on your mind?
Sure, go ahead.
What can you really just say to the American people to really snap out of this, what do they call it when they mess, when they put the...
Well, here's where you can start. When somebody starts to refer you as a white cis male or a white cis female, you turn around and immediately respond with, you're a stupid little faggot. That'll be just perfect. That'll be just fine. And that's equality. That's inclusion. When they accuse you of a hate crime or talking down to them or demeaning them, no. It's real simple. You see, your attitude has to change, Jerry. You need to become more inclusive. So if they are going to try to demonize and cut off and kind of blockade your existence, then you just force feed them your existence. You force feed them, I'm here, I'm a cis white male, I have no problem with my race, I have no problem with my sex, my gender, my sane ideology. I love women, I love the smell of a woman, I love to make a woman sweat, I love to mix it up with a female. At no point in my life was I ever inclined to change my gender, to mix it up with the dude. No. So, no. God, what do you got, Jerry Bear?
No, I'm just going to say you're right. And, you know, like, I don't know, trying to think back when you were in school or something and you knew they were kind of feminine. They might not have they still dressed as a dude, but you didn't really understand faggots and homosexuality.
I didn't have an issue. If faggot was a word I would never use. Up to 3 years ago, I would probably seldom ever use the term faggot. I just thought it was derogatory. But
I would use it if it was really somebody that pissed me off. You faggot, get the fag out of my face. You know, get out.
Right. I'm sure. But the point is that now I'm now incentivized to use it. I guess by the same people I used it that I didn't want to use it against years ago, but now I don't see a choice. If they're going to twist and obscure language and use it against me, where I am now an extremist, conservative, I am now racist by nature. My birth alone makes me racist merely because of the color of my skin. Literally. In real time, we are witnessing reverse racism in the United States. It's insane. I never thought I would see the day ever. I did not think they were going to use this in Agenda 20, Agenda 21. But here it is. Here we are.
Millennials, it's the not saying the blaming the millennials, but it's just the way over since me as a baby boomer and Jeff, we didn't tolerate that shit, you know. And now it's like blended into the mix. Obama did a lot of shit too with the trans, with the bathroom. Oh, you guys have a women's bathroom in school. You have a men's bathroom in school. And then you got the one that both can go. You know, he's a jack off that really trended.
Well,
into shit.
Yeah, that jack off walked in with a male hooker and called it his wife, and they took over the White House and made a mockery of the entire state of the Union. And that's what they did, and that's what they hoped to do. That's what they did. And he, in the correspondence dinner, the press correspondence dinner before he left office, he said, the Republic has never looked so bad, or the Republic has never looked so worse, or something like those lines. Yeah. He was proud of his destruction of the Republic.
He is very satanic in himself, I believe.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got him in an Iceland devil costume at a Halloween party a few years back. Oh, yeah, this dude. If he ever saw a Satan naked, he'd drop down on his knees and insert that penis in a heartbeat.
He probably did in a moment. I like what Flippy just put. He said, I wonder why there are no women transitioning to men and trying to compete in men's sports.
Because they know better.
Yeah, I guess. But basically, they're trying to eliminate women and the production of more children.
And, that's right. Now you got it.
That's what the bastards are doing.
That's right. Every road leads depopulation. Big pharma, depopulation. Homosexuality, depopulation. Gender surgeries, depopulation. I mean, it goes on. Chemtrails, most likely depopulation. Shorten the food supply. Access to medicine.
These are all
population.
Many tentacles, I call them.
You know, education, turning kids gay, is depopulation.
So true.
Everything, all roads lead to depopulation. They want us all dead or what's the type of slave? Indentured servitude is what they want. They want people like chickens in a coop, 15-minute cities. They got everything they need. They don't realize they're enslaved or they're being kept for a purpose because they have everything they need. And as long as they continue to have everything they need, they will continue to produce eggs for you. So like human beings living in a 15-minute city, as long as you give them all the porn and bread and circuses they need, they will continue to work and perform and build your products and your materials and your textiles and your entertainment for you.
We're not coming back.
We'll see you on the high count. Tired, but...
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's IP, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio, Freedom's Lips.